Today being the 10th day of Ramadan, 1444 years after the hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Mecca to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to first day of April, 2023 years after the era of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, the tafsir organized by the International Organization of Tijaniyya Brotherhood in partnership with Tijaniyya Muslim Student Association of Nigeria, Ahmadu Bello University Zaria chapter at the Faculty of Engineering Mosque of the main campus continues from the 19th ayah of Surat Zumar. Our Sheikh Professor Abdullah Elokene will conduct the tafsir, while Sayyidi Ali Abdullah will recite the Holy Quran for us, inshallah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أفمن حق عليه كلمة العذاب أفأنت تنكر من في النار
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح المغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره في الدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين أفمن حق عليه كلمة العذاب أفا أنت تنقذ من في النار الله تبارك وتعالى after telling the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that tell this people this is my way لا أعبد فأعبدوا ما شئت من دوني قلنا الخاسرين الذين حصروا أنفسهم وأهلهم يوم القيامة الأعذار كهو الخسران المبين لهم غرف لهم ظلل من النار من تحتهم ظلل and after Allah has warned the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to tell us that the Prophet has taken his way the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم Allah is telling him tell your people those who refuse to follow your way this is what will happen to them not only will they get themselves into a big loss even with their family they will get them into a big loss. This is what will happen to them. Allah is now telling the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say, Abba man haqqa alayhi kalimatul azab. These people that you see that are entering hell, the statement of Allah has already been testified over them. Abba anta tunkizu man fi nair. Are you going to pull out those already that are in hell here? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is always bothered when he sees people are not answering the call of Allah. Because he knows that what he is saying, Ya ibadi alladhina amanu ittaqu rabbakum, Allah is the one talking. He is not the one talking. All the speeches he's making, Allah is the one making it. In another place, Allah is saying, Wala allaka ba'khun nafsaka, Allah yakunu mu'min. Are you going to kill yourself? Or destroy yourself because you refuse to believe. Azizun alayhi ma anittum. Harizun alaykum. It's difficult for him to see you in trouble, to see you going on a path that is not good. That's what Allah is saying here. Afaman haqqa alayhi kalimatul azab. This one that it is already testified, the word of Allah has already been written on him, that he is going to be those who receive punishment on the day of judgment. Are you going to pull out those that already they have put themselves in hell and they are in hell? So the Prophet is bothered. He doesn't want us to suffer because Allah knows about it. That's why Allah is consoling him with this statement. This statement is consoling Allah. The Prophet, you have tried your best. Here, he will say, there is Qadara, yes. But go and watch through that Allah has written Qadara on. Why is it that they themselves refuse to change? For example, a teacher who is excellent in reading his students. After about a week or two in the class, he may look at the students and say, "Okay, you, the way you are going, you are not going to pass this course." The student that the teacher told like that, he ends up failing. He will say, "Because the teacher said that day, that's why I failed. Because it's a week now. You are coming to the class late. Assignment has been given. You are not doing it. You are in the class. He comes. You are on your phone. You are negligent." Then he saw the traits in you, and he predicted. His own he predicted. In the case of Allah, he sees you true and true, and says, "This one, this is what will happen to him." If you take the example of Abu Lahab, Allah said, "Sayasla nara zat al-lahab." Sayasla nara, he has not yet entered there, but Allah said he is going to enter hell, zat al-lahab, that is of flame, burning flame. When this was said to Abu Lahab, where was Abu Lahab? Is he in the hereafter or in this world? He's in this world. At that time, Ikrimah was not a Muslim. Amr ibn As was not a Muslim. And Khalid, all these people, they were not yet Muslims. The others became Muslim. They were not told this. Why did he not say, "Oh, since the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi said this, okay, I will take myself from hell." If he has said La ilaha illallah, at that time, what will happen? What will happen? He has become a Muslim. Then is it Allah did not see him when he came? If Allah cannot see somebody and not see what he is. So since Allah says Aslanan Rasulahab, which means nothing will happen to Abu Lahab and he will become a Muslim. Nothing the Prophet will do to him. So that the Prophet should not waste his time saying that he will continue to waste his time. That's why Allah is telling the Prophet here, there are those, no matter what you do, they have already made up their mind, they are not going to enter paradise. They are going to hell. The one that the statement of Allah has already fallen on. Are you going to pull them from hell? No. Allah has already seen them and seen the way they are. But the ones that are not like that, and the zina, yastamiuna al-qawla wa yattabiuna ahsanahu. Today they follow, tomorrow they follow, they continue to improve on themselves. The others, they have already taken their seat.
لكن الذين اتقوا ربهم لهم غرف من فوقها غرف مبنية تجري من تحتها الأنهار وعد الله لا يخلف الله الميعاد.
لكن الذين اتقوا ربهم لهم غرف من فوقها غرف مبنية تجري من تحتها الأنهار وعد الله لا يخلف الله الميعاد. Allah is saying, he is the one who asked Prophet to announce that me, Allah, I am saying, Ya Ibadi, O my servants, O my slaves, it ladina amanu, that say you believe, ittaqu rabbakum. Therefore, at the end of it, those that believe in Allah and then are pious. Not so this one that answered the call of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Not only answered, saw what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is doing, followed him into it. Lakin الَّذِينَ تَقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ. These are the ones that feared Allah, followed Allah, what he says they should do, abandon what he says they should not do. This is good. Lahum Gurakum. There will be chambers that will be given to them on the day of judgment. Mimbaukiha Gurakum Magniyatun. And on top of this chamber, you see other chambers that are built on top of the chamber. Tajrimi Tatihalamha. You see each chamber, the one at the top, the one below, you see water, anharu. You see rivers will be flowing underneath it. This river that is flowing underneath it, whether it's the lower one, whether it's the upper one, All this Allah said, wa'adallah, is a promise Allah himself has promised. Allah does not fail in his promise. No matter how much you think that the promise is going to be difficult, or the distance it will take, when Allah promises, he promises, he does not fail. You, when you promise, but your possibility of failure is there. That's why you're not allowed in Islam to just say, I shall do this tomorrow. I promise to do this tomorrow. You have to put in it, inshallah, if Allah so wills. Because you can promise, if Allah does not will, it will not happen. But if Allah promises, it shall happen. Therefore, لَكِنْ لَيْنَا تَقَوَ رَبَّهُمْ لَهُمْ قُرَفُمْ. When Allah is saying that there shall be chambers, don't think that it is like a chambers in this world. Because Rasulullah said, in the day of judgment, we are going to see things مَالَا أُذْنُ سَمِعَتْ مَالَا أَيْنُ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذْنُ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ فِي قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ قَطُّ. You are going to see things that eyes has never seen, ears has never heard of, and whatever your mind thinks is not like that. Allah is telling us here that you have a chamber, on top of it another chamber. This chamber, there is river running underneath it. Then Allah is telling us another place, فيها أنهار من ماء غير آسن وأنهار من لبن لم يتغير طعمه وأنهار من خمر لذة الشاربين وأنهار من أصل مصفى. This river that you are seeing is not river of just water, but water غير آسن, water that there is no change or any form of odor, clear and sweet, and it's river and it's flowing. One hand in Lebanon in Lemia Tavai Tamu. And river, in this world, do you see drinking water as a river flowing? It's difficult. Where are you going to see water? Drinking water, but it's a river. But there, you see drinking water is a river. And it's flowing underneath your own house. Whether you are at the top, you go to the top, there's water flowing underneath it. You go come down, there's water flowing underneath it. Then you see milk. In this world there is milk, but there it will be river of milk.
Allah.
Have you ever seen where a river is flowing and that river is milk? And any milk you see, it will always have a taste. Any small time you keep it, it starts developing a taste. Then, فِيهَا نَهَارٌ مِنْ لَبَنٍ لَمْ يَتَغَيَّرْ طَعْمُهُ. This one, the taste has not changed. One kharin, min khamrin, min asarin, min khamrin, ladat min sharibin. Again, you are going to have there river that is wine. In this world, when you see wine, the wine is not tasteful. Most of the time, it's bitter. Those that are taking it, when you ask me, you find out they have to squeeze their face when they are taking it.
Allah.
But this one is sweet. It does not affect the brain in any manner. وَنْهَارُ مِنْ أَسَلِ مُصَفَّى. You see river still flowing all together. When you say تَجِمِ تَعْتِيَ الْأَنْهَارُ, this particular river path is all of this flowing together. But no one is mixing with the other one. بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَهُمْ لَا يَنْكِيَانُ. There is barrier in between them. You are not saying that the water is mixing with the milk. Neither is the milk mixing with the wine. Neither is the wine mixing with the honey. All of them are river flowing where you are. So how will there be river if I'm on top of the house and river is flowing on top of my leg and the wine below the same thing? This is the hereafter. Those that follow the Prophet, look at what they are going to have. Like in the Natakaw Rabbah, because the Prophet has called you. يا عباد الذين آمنوا اتقوا ربكم للذين أحسنوا في هذه الدنيا حسنة. To the extent of your good work, to the extent of what you get. But those that refuse, that took themselves and their family to hell, to look at what they have. Now we walk in Zulal and Minan Nair or Mitati Zulal. Choose the one you want. And there the Prophet was told, وَوْمِرْتُ أَنَا كُونَ Awwal al-Muslimin. I'm told to be the first of the Muslims. You are also told to be like that. All these things that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is being told. Allah says, say, it is what I am told. So you know clearly what the Prophet was told. Then you know now what to follow. If there is an imam, first of all, in a house, there is an imam. Who is the imam in the house? The father of the house. Don't ask your family to do something that you yourself are not doing. You ask them to pray. Let them see that you are at the prayer ground before them. You have made ablution, you are waiting for them. They come, you stand up, you are in front of them. When you say Allah Akbar, they say Allah Akbar. When you come to ruku, they make ruku. Allah is teaching you. That's how the whole of your life should be. You can't be in the house. You are telling lies to your wife. You are telling lies to your children. Then you say tomorrow they should not tell lies. You are cheating tomorrow. You say they should not cheat. Whatever you do in the house, be in front. Then when you come outside, on the street, there is an imam. Where is the imam? It's in the mosque. That imam should try his best to be the best on that street. He should not allow, because of food, clothes, to let himself down. If not, he should leave the imam, he should leave somebody else to come and do it. Because you are any person bar in your own house, you are standing on behalf of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for that house. In the street, the imam of the mosque is standing on behalf of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for that street. So he should say, "Wa umirtu an akuna awwal al-muslimin." I'm asked to be the first of Muslims. You say people should fast, fast. People should pray, pray. People should not commit zina, don't commit zina. People should lower their gaze, lower their gaze. Whatever you ask them to do, be the first to do it. And let them see that you are the first in doing it and you are the first of it. They should give sadaqah, be ahead of them giving sadaqah. They should see anytime you have money, you give sadaqah. Who is going to tell you again? You are the one that told you, who will tell you? The same thing, if you come to the town, it has a leader. Who is the leader? The imam. The imam too, he should measure the whole town. There are street imams that are coming to them. You have league of imams, they come to meet. Tell yourself, I will have to be the best among all these imams, because they said I am imam of the town. And be checking other imams. If you see somebody is doing something wrong, call him. You are imam of your whole street. Why are you doing this? Call him alone. The way Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling us now. This that way, then lilladhina ahsanu fi hadhihi dunya hasana. To the extent of their excellence, to the extent of their reward. Then if you now have a state and they say this is the chief imam of the state, let him be more impeccable than other imams. Then you have a national imam, let him try to be so chaste that he will not open his mouth except what he is sure the Prophet will stand for it.
Allah.
If the imams were doing this, if the fathers in the houses were doing this, Allah himself will select someone to go and serve you as a leader. And whoever is like you, he will obey you in whatever you say. There is a time in this country where you have what they call head of states. Then it's not president. Head of states will not take decisions, vital decisions, believe me, until they call the imams. They will even trouble to some of the emirs specifically. We are going to do this. We are going to do this. What is your view? Today, who cares about them? Why? Because they abandoned the Prophet and they were following these people. These people now saw that, oh, we don't need them since they are following us. But before, they were following the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the people did not see them. They were afraid. Since these people are following the Prophet and the community is in their hands, if we don't go, what will happen? This time I'm talking about heads of state, but they were animal. That when they say this, you must do it. But yet, you will see them in their uniform going to one emir, another emir, to explain what they want to do before they come on to their SMC, Supreme Military Council meeting, to take decision. You will find them sending to the ulama they know that is prominent in an area, that you are part of my team that should be advising me. Anytime you want to see me, and it's important, you see me. At any time they see something serious, they just tell, they are taking straight to go and see the president. This and this and this and this, it's not good. But now, is there any president who will wait, who will say to any imam that if you want to see me, please come and see me? They are the ones begging to see the president because they are no more standing with the prophet. If you are standing with the prophet, what's your business with other people? You will live the life of the prophet. That's why whoever is with the prophet, today his mind is at rest. Tomorrow, Allah is going to give him these chambers. Lam Gorakum, we walk here, Gorakum of Niyatu, Tajimitari Alanha, Wa'ad Allah. When Allah says he has promised, he will not fail. When Allah says, Lam Tara Anna Najim Adana Kusham Atrafiha, Allah said, all the time he's eating the land of the Kufar and he's giving it to Muslims. Is that not so? If you see the way Islam is increasing, gently go and find out. 30 years ago, where a lot of places Islam has not reached, today Islam is here. 50 years ago, the places Islam did not reach 30 years ago, Islam is here. Today, look at where Islam is. It is in this country that ambassador was sent to Britain and he said he's not going to Britain. In this country, in the 50s. Why? Sir, if he goes to the place, there will be no place that he's going to see in Germany. So he, because of that, he will not go.
Allah.
His sheikh has to call him and tell him, go, you are going there is what will make the place to have mosques. Then he went. What of Britain today? Mosque is in, on every street. Even the mayor will come and announce that Ramadan is starting and congratulate those people. There was a time Sheikh Ibrahim Nias went to, I can't remember whether it's Finland or Switzerland, in the airport. The wife said, in the airport, no single person they saw was dark, let alone black. They were the only ones that were black. Some people are even coming to touch this, her skin, to rub on the skin, to be sure that it will not, that darkness is true, because they have never seen that. When it was time for Salah, he said, the rest of them would shake, were a bit afraid to pray, because they are the only blacks. Sheikh alone just removed his Al-Kaaba, put on the ground, face Qibla and said, Allahu Akbar. Said the whole airport turned. What I'm just trying to say is that there was a time that these places, they don't even know that there are blacks, let alone Muslims. They are only hearing it. But today there is Islam there. And every time it's inching, it's inching, it's inching. So when Allah promises, don't think that it is long. The promise of Allah, Allah does not fail his promise. Just like he has promised you, those that refuse to follow the Prophet and take their family or take their community into hell, then those that follow the Prophet will also go into paradise. So choose whichever one you want to choose.
Allah.
ألم تر أن الله أنزل من السماء ماء فسلكه ينابيع في الأرض ثم يخرج به زرعا مختلفا ألوانه ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يجعله حطاما إن في ذلك لذكرى لأولي الألباب.
ألم تر أن الله أنزل من السماء ماء فسلكه ينابيع في الأرض ثم يخرج منه زرعا مختلفا ألوانه ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا إن في ذلك لذكرى لأولي الألباب. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now asking, he has talked to us, a man who are calling to Ana Alayhi Sajidan wa Qaiman Yazarul Akhirata. He has appealed to the hearts of people. He came, he appealed to our hearing senses. Then he is now coming to appeal to our seeing. Because Allah said in the Quran, وَجَعَلَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. These three things always allow the person. The person that is tying up at night, يَعْذَرُ الْآخَرَ تَعْفِي رَمَةَ رَبِّي, is in the mind. The person that is listening to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is with his ears. Now Allah is asking you, do you not have eyes? أَلَمْ تَرَى, don't you see, أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً, that Allah brings down water, فَسَلَكَهُ يَنَابِيعَ, and make it to follow paths, go underneath the earth, and then come out as springs. يَخَرُجُ مِنْهُ زَرْعًا مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُهُ, from here you see vegetation sprouting of different colors that you yourself, you don't know the number of colors. ثُمَّ يَهِيجُ فَتَرَيْهُ مُصْفَرًّا, then later on you see this vegetation that is of different colors, all of them will يَهِيجُ, will start drying out. فَتَرَيْهُ مُصْفَرًّا, and with your eyes again you see it becoming yellow. ثُمَّ يَجْعَلُهُ قُطَامًا, then Allah will now finally make it to become chaff, that you can see it as chaff or as straws. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ, indeed in this, does it create, is a reminder, not for everybody, but the only advice, for those that have intellect to think. Allah here, this is the third time he's bringing those that use their brain to think, that they should use their brain to think. Remember, Papa, Allah is telling us, Alam Tara, don't you see, which means you should see. But remember, the same Allah is telling the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, قُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَقُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَيْرِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَصْنَعُونَ. The same Allah is one telling us to lower your gaze. وَقُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَقُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَيْرِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ وَلَا يَكْنِزُونَ إِلَّا مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَلِيَذْرِبْنَ بِخُمُرِهِنَّ لَا يَجِيبِهِنَّ وَلَا يَكْنِزُونَ إِلَّا لِبُرُوجَتِهِنَّ up to the end. The same Allah is one asking you now, Alam Tara. Allah brings down water from up. He said, أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. The animals that we are, the livestock, domestic animal, he said, أَنزَلَ السَّمَاءِ أَزْوَاجًا. He said, he also brought them down. Then the metal that we are using, he said, أَنزَلَ الْحَدِيدَ. He also brought down metal. Because whenever something is come from somebody who is better than you, even if he's stretching it to you, it's coming down.
Allah.
So when Allah says he will come down, don't understand it that he has a body coming down. Just like you should not understand that you should not understand it to mean that Allah is taking a cow, camel, bringing them down. But in the case of water, we see it coming from the sky. It doesn't mean that Allah is in the sky, he's bringing them down. The same Allah, way Allah brought it down for you, and you are seeing it coming down. The same way Allah brought it down for you, and you are seeing it in your hand, you're on the ground. All this, Allah is asking us to see it. Which means there are things Allah wants us to see, there are things Allah does not want us to see. Particularly when you are in the town, women, Allah has made them to be beautiful.
Allah.
And because he made them to be beautiful, he made them to be attractive. And yet, he said, in his law, don't look at a woman that is not a wife. Kulli mu'min yaqutu min absarihim wa yahfazu furujahum. If they were ugly and they are not attractive, he will not ask you not to look at them. It's because they are beautiful, they are attractive. Then he now told them, يَقْدُدْنَ مِنْ أَفْسَيْرِهِنَّ وَيَفَضْنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ وَلَا يَبْدُنَ زِنَتَهُنَّ إِلَّا مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا. They too, they should not be displaying their ornament except what will naturally come out of it. But all this, we follow it. But immediately you are on the road, you are traveling. Is there any human being in front of you now? If you come out here on the gate, on the street, you are seeing women coming, men coming, everybody moving. That is not the time you ask to go. That time, lower your gaze. When you wake up at night and you come out of your courtyard, is there anybody there? There's nobody. Then that time, look. Look at the firmament. Inna fi khalqis samawati wal ardi wa ikhlaqi al-layli wan nahari la'ayatin lil abasar. Look at them and contemplate. When you are traveling and you are on the road now, are you seeing women on the street? You are on the road inside the desert or inside the forest. Are you seeing anybody now? No. At that time, wala yanzuruna ila al-ibli kayfa hulikat wa ila as-samai kayfa rufi'at wa ila al-jibali kayfa nusibat wa ila al-ardi kayfa sutihat fadhakkir. Then use your eyes now to look. That's the time you have to look. When you see, and Allah will describe it, and He's describing with a particular attribute that should take your sense. Allah said, don't you see? Either Ibli came a holy cat. You are on the camel. Don't you see how Allah has created the camel? To go for long distance is not tired. What of you? Today, the same thing, you are in the car. The tires are rolling continuously since you left. They are not tired. You put fuel on it. All this while, they are not tired. Think about it. And when you are in the car now and you look up, what are you going to see? You are going to see this car. Look at how Allah has lifted it. Is the sky better than you? Allah can also lift you up. Whether Samaya came from the earth, whether Jibal came from the earth, you see big, huge hills, mountains, stable in one place. They cannot move. You too, you can establish your faith and nothing can move you.
Allah.
Whether the earth came from the earth, notice how expanse the land is empty, most of it. Also, make your heart to be empty. Then Allah will continue it. That's why He's telling us here, Alam Tara. أن الله أظلمنا سماعي ماء فصدقه يا نبي. Don't you see Allah brings down water from the sky and make it to follow different paths and goes into the earth and comes out a spring? Then there, see, the vegetation comes out. If faith comes to you, that's how it is going to come out. Anywhere you go, people are going to profit from it. Vegetation will come out. Those that will take out of it, take. If they don't take it, it's going to dry away. Then, different colors. For Allah is attracting your face to see it. The eyes can see over 10 million colors. Different colors. Look at the greens. Some are light green, some are deep green, some are just between that. But each grass, you see, it has its own distinct color. There's no. You will not see one grass having the same color with the other grass. Look at it. All this, Allah is telling you, that's how people too are different. That's how He has created people different. So don't, because of small differences, you start quarreling. You as you are, there is no human being that will be like you from the beginning of the world to the end of the world. It's finished. You are the only one like that. Your face, your color, your thinking, your mannerism, you are the only one like that. وَلَا يَذَلُنَّ مُخْتَلِفِينَ وَلِذَلِكَ خَلَقَهُمْ. They will never desist from being different in everything. Allah said, that is why I created them, and that's how I created them. Don't insist, everybody must be like you. Don't insist, all grasses must be the same thing. That's why we, because of our greed, you go, you plant something, you remove the other grasses. Only the one you want to see. Don't bring the same thing. The same way you are, your wife must be exactly like that, your child must be exactly like that. No, there are standard rules. Once they follow it, lead everybody to be himself. In Abizalika, here, for those of intellect, this is something for them to think about.
أَفَمَنْ شَرَعَ اللَّهُ سَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ فويل للقاسية قلوبهم من ذكر الله أولئك في ضلال مبين.
أفمن شرح الله صدره للإسلام وهو على نور من ربه فويل للقاسية قلوبهم من ذكر الله أولئك في ضلال مبين. Allah is now coming to the end of telling us how we should be. Islam, Iman, Ihsan. At the level of Ihsan, it's just zikr continuously. At the level of Islam, you do zikr once in a while. Then after some times, you leave it. You do again, you leave it. At the level of Iman, you are continually doing zikr. At the level of Ihsan, the zikr is so much that even in your quietness, it is zikr. Allah is now saying, "Afmashaha la sadrahu lil Islami." Is it the same thing? This one that Allah sharha sadrahu has opened his mind and make it wide lil Islami to submit to Allah. Hu ala nuri min rabbihi, and therefore there is light in this heart of his that is from Allah, and is on that light that is moving. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. What of this one that his heart is hardened against the remembrance of Allah? This person, punishment be on him. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. That the remembrance of Allah is difficult for him. The heart is hardened. Ulaika fi dhalalin mubin. These ones, they are the ones that for sure they have strayed away and they are on the wrong path. That is very clear. Surat al-Ladina alamta alayhim, gayri maghrib alayhim, walakdaw alayhim. Ulaika fi dhalalin mubin. Here, Allah is telling us that this heart, Allah can open it up and it can be tight. Which means the heart of every person is tightened. That's Allah said, "Afaman sharaha Allah sadrahu." Do you see this one that Allah has opened his mind? Everybody, the first time you are telling him some things, the mind is closed. He doesn't want to hear. Particularly truth. But if he allows himself to believe in Allah, then you find the mind will open up. Don't you see? You go to the doctor. The first thing they want to do is they want to take your heartbeat. They want to take your blood pressure. They say the blood pressure of this one is high. This one is normal. This one is low. Why? It's not. It's because they say you are taking too much. They say, "No, I'm not taking of anything, but there's something wrong." So the ordinary person, the heart is constricted. The only way to open his heart is to look for the light of Allah. If the light of Allah comes, it will open it up. Remember how we are members of the Ummah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah is giving us these things, but without we asking. Look at Nabi Musa, alayhi salatu wasalam. He is one begging Allah as a prophet for Rabbi Shrahli Sadri, wa Yassirli Amri. For them to be able to make the speed to ask for Allah, he's asking for all this. That we can also remember you a lot. But in our own case, Allah told our Prophet, the Prophet did not ask, Allah said, "I already opened your breast." The same thing with the Prophet's coming, Allah opened the breast of all Muslims. That's what Allah is saying, "Afmashaha Allah sadrahu lil Islami." Those of us, immediately you accept Islam, Allah opened your breast. Huwa ala nuri min rabbihi. There is light from Allah now that you are on. Laqad ja'akum min Allahi nurun wa kitabun mubin. Light has came to you from Allah, so the book has come to you from Allah. The Prophet is the light. Love the Prophet, everything is open for you. Whenever anybody is talking of what is for the Prophet, you find your mind is just receiving it. And all this mind is for zikr. You see, Allah is talking of zikr. Inna fi zalika la dhikra li ulil albab. Here he's talking of nur. Then he's going to tie everything on. It's zikr. وَوَيْلٌ قَاسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Those whose heart is hardened from remorse of Allah, how can you do it? If you are entering Islam, if you go to the books of ulama, it is compulsory for you to say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. How many times they say it's compulsory in your life? They say once.
Allah.
But this person, by the time you enter Islam and you become a faithful Muslim and you fear Allah, anytime they call Allah, you say Allahu Akbar. When you come to pray, Allahu Akbar. When you are being ruku, Allahu Akbar. When you are making sajada, Allahu Akbar. When you finish, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, you make attahiyah. Your number of calling Allah has increased. That's what Allah said. وَمَنْ أَزْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ أَيْسْكَ لَفِيَا إِسْمُ. It's his name you are calling, you don't know him.
Allah.
When you call his name, he's there. To the extent your heart is free, to the extent you are able to perceive the nearness of Allah with him. وَإِذَا صَلَقَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيمٌ أُجِيبُ دَعَوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. To the extent your heart is open, to the extent you know that Allah is near to you. ما يكون من نجوى ثلاثة إلا هو رابعهم ولا خمسة خمسة إلا هو سادس ولا أدنى من ذلك ولا أكثر إلا هو معهم أين ما كان من هذا يقول هو معهم أين ما كنت. But if your heart is not open, you don't know that even Allah is close to you. But if your heart is open and you are seeing the light, even if a lady is naked, say touch me, you're not going to touch her.
Allah.
You'll not be able. Look at medical doctors. They check women. Women go naked, they are checking them. Do they do any other thing? Just because they are afraid of their woman. Let alone if you know Allah is there. So don't allow your heart to be hardened. You are not calling the name of Allah. Allah is the name Allah is mentioned in the Quran. Over 2,000 times, over 2,698 times.
Allah.
In the Quran.
Allah.
Allah. And so by the time you finish Quran, you have mentioned Allah several times. The name of Allah, 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 Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah, Nazar al-Kitab. Allah.
Then
somebody is telling you that you should not be mentioning Allah. What are you going to mention? By the time you get to Makam Ihsan, nothing will please you except when Allah is being mentioned. You find situations where children are just growing up, they're not even up to 2 years. Because they hear Allah is mentioned all the time. Day to day, they are mentioning Allah all the time. Their first speech is, La ilaha illallah. That's their first speech. If you are not like that, then, for وَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الضَّالُّونَ الْمُبِينُ. To the extent you are off from zikr, to the extent you are astray. Dalal is to be astray. Mubin, clear.
Allah نزل أحسن الحديث كتابا متشابها مثاني تقشير منه جنود الذين يخشون ربهم ثم تنيل جنودهم وقلوبهم إلى ذكر الله ذلك هدى الله يهدي به من يشاء ومن يدلل الله فما له من هاد.
الله نزل أحسن الحديث كتابا متشابها مثاني تقشعر منه جلود الذين يخشون ربهم ثم تلين جلودهم وقلوبهم إلى ذكر الله ذلك هدى الله يهدي به من يشاء ومن يدلل الله فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ حَادٍ. Allah نَزَلَ أَحْسَنَ الْحَدِيثِ. Allah is not telling you, therefore, here it is. Allah is one. نَزَلَ أَحْسَنَ الْحَدِيثِ, that has sent down the best conversation, the best statement for you to hear, the best information. kitaban as a book, mutashabihan, that looks like one another. Anywhere you see, it resembles the other. Mathani, that you think it is the same thing, double, mutashabihan. They look like one another. It's not easy for you to differentiate it. Yet, mathani, repeated, often repeated. Taksha'iru minhum, juludu alladhina yakshawna rabbahum. Alladhina yakshawna rabbahum, taksha'iru minhum. When they hear it, then you find that it is breaking their heart. Taksha'iru minhum, juludu alladhina yakshawna rabbahum. There is breaking their skin. It goes into their ear, goes into their skin, break it. ثم تلين جلوده وقلوبهم إلى ذكر الله. Then it will make their heart to be soft, their body to be soft, that they will start mentioning Allah. الله نزل أحسن الحديث كتابا متشابها مثاني تكشئ منه بجلود الذين يخشون ربهم ثم تلين جلودهم وقلوبهم إلى ذكر الله ذلك هدى الله. That is the guidance of Allah. Yahdi man yasha'u, that Allah guides whoever wish by it. Wama yudlilillah, whoever Allah has caused to go astray, wama lahum min had, nobody can bring him back to the road. Here, when Allah said, Allah nazala ahsan al-hadith, what is the meaning of ahsan al-hadith? The most excellent of conversations. What's an excellent conversation with you? A conversation that when you hear, you don't want it to stop. You find a man that is telling you he wants to marry a lady, he's looking for a lady. He has seen the lady. When he comes to you, he will not discuss anything with you except that lady. Then if you are together and you want to take his attention, to tell him something, start discussing that lady with him first. That to him, that's the excellent conversation at that time. A woman that is in the house, that all he does is fond of is to watch a movie. He knows this one, he knows that one, he knows the next movie, what time they are in. When the time comes, just call them. That time, call the movie, that's the one they are watching. To them, that's Ahsan al-Hadith. That's their level of knowledge. They may be Muslims, yes, but the zikr they are doing is very tiny. So they don't know the sweetness of that one. If you want to check, this lady that I say somebody wants to marry and is so beautiful and he's describing to you, you too, you know something of the lady and you are telling him and he's preoccupied with it. Bring a child of 4 years and be describing it in front. Will he pay attention to you? Why? It's not his business. Some of the films that you are watching that you think you are enjoying, bring a child of 3-4 years. It's not his business. But bring cartoon. You that you are watching that one and you are enjoying it, if they put cartoon, you are not enjoying it. If you bring cartoon, this one take this one, break it. That one take this one, push it. This one take this one, jump. That's what the child is in at that time. See, that's what is occupying his heart. Then it will take his attention. As you put the cartoon there, the child is looking at it. You see, it will enter his body. They are jumping, hitting you, start jumping. You that you are there, you don't know what they are jumping for. But the one that you are seeing, you are looking at, they are talking of witchcraft, they are talking of hezina, they are talking of all these things that you are watching, that is not, you're not supposed to also watch. The child is looking at it, he doesn't even bother about it, he's continuing his play. The same way, you bring somebody that is engrossed in Allah. He doesn't even know you're watching anything. A friend of mine went traveled with another friend of his to Egypt. And they were accommodated in a very good hotel, very grand hotel. Then, the day they finished staying in the hotel and they are coming out, the other man was saying, throughout myself, I didn't even on the television to check if there is news to see anything. The other one said, I didn't know that there was television in the room. And the two of them are not, they are not saying it out of pretense. These two are my friends. The other one did not, he didn't even pay attention that there was television or where the television was. He did not know. And throughout he was inside that room. The other one was inside his room, but he did not listen to news until the news. Some people early in the morning, they are at newsstand. They take this paper, they read it. They take this one, they read it. Wherever there is bad news, they will read it first. That's the one that takes their attention. But which news, which information, which conversation is better than you conversing with Allah? The Prophet is the one translating for you from Allah. We have made Quran easy for you to be able to understand, because it's because it is with the tongue of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yet you are not reading Quran. You are just watching movie. Useless things. Written by people that are not as intelligent as you. People that have abandoned Allah. They are the ones you are following. Look at the Prophet standing. Look at the Quran standing. Look at Allah standing. But those that go to the Quran, you will see the Quran, the first thing you see, mutashabiha. You can't easily differentiate one from the other. Except you go inside the Quran very well. Then you, if you become very good in the Quran, then you know that all the Quran are mutashabi. All the Quran are also muhkam.
Allah.
Alif Lam Re Kitab Uhkimat Ayatu. This is the book, all of it is a decisive decision. In Allah said, Minhu Ayatin Muhkamatin Wa Ukhra Mutashabihat. Some of it is decisive, some of it is ambiguous. Because you sometimes you, but when you are engrossed in the Quran, you reach the highest level, you find every letter has a judgment. Yet every verse is ambiguous because your knowledge is not up to it. You will find it to put fear into you. And that's why Allah told the Prophet, I said, come in layla illa qalila. Nisbahu awa kusminu qalila. Awzir alayhi wala kribu qur'an tattila. Inna sanuki alayka qawlan sakila. Inna nashata layni. Hiya shatu wat'an wa akwamu kira. In other words, what about Tabilei Tabtila? He said, stand up at night, recite this Quran, put your mind in it. As you recite it, if you memorize it, don't bother about is it coming out. Just listen to the memorization itself. Because if you are reciting part of one day, that which was in Meduguri, the University of Meduguri. Then, one of the students was asking him, why is it that when you are doing tafsir, you don't hold the Quran? People hold the Quran, you should hold the Quran. You know, we don't know Quran like Sheikh, nowhere near. Sheikh said, oh, sorry, when you are in Salah, you are reciting Fatiha, do you hold the Quran? He said, the way Fatiha is to you, that's the way the whole Quran is to you. And he's telling the truth if you know him. If make the Quran your companion, you read day and night, try to understand what it needs, try to know the meaning. When you at a particular stage, once you start understanding, you will not find anything more interesting than the Quran. Whether it is the voice, whether it is the meaning, whether it is the tone, whether it is the way it comes. Then sometimes you see the Quran as if it is repeating. No, Quran is like the whole of life. You see, as if yesterday, it's like today. If you go to yesterday, you find a difference between yesterday and today. You find your teacher who gave this exam last year, he gave it 2 years ago, he gave it 3 years ago. This year he will still give the same exam. They will look alike, but if you check, there's some differences in it. That's how the Quran is. The Quran is from Allah. Everything of Allah looks the same. Look at your body. You take a cell from here. It has the same organ like the other cell you take from your thigh. But the one from your thigh is different from the one from the leg. It is the same cell. But each cell have the same, they look alike. But somebody who is past in knowledge says, no, this cell is from the thigh. This one is from the hand. This one is from the heart. But all the cells, they look alike. Mata Nikina is repeated. The cells in the body is repeated. The same cell you are seeing, the same blood. But when they separate it, they say, no, this one is white blood. This one is red blood. Composes. No, even this person, this blood that you are seeing is not the same thing with this blood. This one has A plus. This one has AB. This one has O plus. This one has O minus. That's how you'll be seeing it. If you recite the Quran gently, understanding it, thinking about it, your heart will move towards Allah. And if it moves towards Allah, nothing will come out of it for zikr. Ila zikr, ila zikr. This zikr that you people do it, don't be envious of those doing zikr too many times. It's because they know the sweetness in it. Don't be envious of those that are reading the Quran all the time because they know the sweetness in it. You too, move close to them. All these statements that Allah is making, all this that He's telling you, this is the guidance of Allah. Whoever wishes is the one that Allah will guide by it. Those that Allah has caused to go astray, nobody can guide you.
May Allah guide all of us.
The feeding of Al-Manjiri during this holy month, which is one of the core duties of Al-Manjiri welfare scheme, organized by the International Organization of the Jamia Program, is on course. We used to feed about 100 people throughout the holy month, but this year, because of lack of enough funds,
25.
We are just 38. Okay. 38 we are doing currently. So we are appealing for your generous donation to fund this program. The account name is Al-Manjiri Welfare Scheme at Guarantee Trust Bank. The account number is 066-163-4672.
066-163-4672.
May Allah assist all of us. This person said, if you want to transfer grave to another place, how it is done? Is it true that hand was caused by his father, Nuhu alayhi salam? Why was he caused?
I don't understand the question.
The first one, he said, if you want to transfer one person from one grave to the other. This one is a simple matter. Call those that exhume, people that bury graves, bury dead bodies. They will exhume the body, or if it's already in a box, you take the box and take it to another place. If it's not in a box, you exhume surrounding it and take it to the next place you want to bury a reburied person. Islam allows you to take a dead body and bury him. When Nabi Musa was going to leave Egypt, he was asking, is there anybody who knew the grave, the tomb of Nabi Yusuf, so that he can take his body from Egypt to the promised land? Then the other person is asking,
is it true the hand was caused by his father?
One of the children of Nabi Yusuf, it is not true. People are saying that because his children are dark in complexion. He said because he was caused that all these are Israelites that I was telling you. They just changed from Israelites makeup to show that the blacks are not as superior as the whites. It is now clear that superiority is not issue of black or white. It's issue of taqwa. May Allah forgive all of us.
Amen.
May Allah accept our Ramadan.
Amen.
May Allah grant us the love of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah grant us the love of the Quran.
Amen.
May Allah grant us the obedience to Allah and taqwa of Allah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bring peace to our country, bring peace to our states, bring peace to our home. All what we are going to eat, what we are going to wear, where we are going to sleep, what we are going to write, may Allah grant all of it to us.
Amen.
We are asking Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to retain our dignity for us.
Amen.
All those that are sick, may Allah grant them cure.
Amen.
All those that are pregnant, may Allah bring them, deliver them safely.
Amen.
Those that are looking for good wives, may Allah give it to them.
Amen.
Those that are looking for good husbands, may Allah give it to them.
Amen.
May Allah strengthen Islam and Muslims.
Amen.
May Allah reward our ulama.
Amen.
May Allah reward the companions of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi
Wasallam.
May Allah reward the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for us.
Amen.
May Allah make us to leave this world with kalima shahada in our mouth. Jihad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Microphone or photo? Come on.